CJLO News, I'm Donald Roberge. Montreal Mayor Valerie Plante has announced that the city will be investing over $1.8 billion to reinvigorate its downtown core. Both the pandemic and loss of office workers choosing to do business from home has left the area with a struggling retail sector. Included in the investment is the creation of new living spaces and green spaces, as well as improved cleanliness. Plante also said that special emphasis would be placed on the identity of certain sectors like the Latin Quarter and Chinatown. The mayor indicated that Montreal's difficulties are not unlike many international cities whose downtown cores have struggled to reattract people after the pandemic. The city of Longueuil has announced that they do not have any intention of removing camps created by houseless people. As part of a press conference introducing a strategy addressing the city's itinerant issue, Mayor Catherine Fournier said that only camps that presented a safety issue would be dismantled. The city's action plan includes an $835,000 investment, as well as an inventory of vacant land and a camp management plan. The city will also set up an intervention project in its libraries and easier access to storage. Currently, Longueuil has between 200 and 1,000 houseless people in its municipality and approximately 12 camps. A spike in COVID, influenza, and RSV cases has created crowding in many of Montreal's emergency rooms. Katie Brady has more.
While union negotiations continue for nurses, winter cold and flu season continues to batter Montreal's ERs. Many are still nearing or over 200% capacity this week, and many hospitals across Canada are facing similar crises. Aaron Derfel is the health columnist at the Montreal Gazette. He said the state of our network results in patients, particularly elderly patients, being left on stretchers for days on end. With nowhere to be discharged to, he says ERs have become a place for the elderly to go to die.
It's actually a real shame that this is happening. I would even go so far as to describe it as scandalous. And it's, you know, this was a crisis that was years in the making. I believe our public healthcare system has been underfunded. We don't have enough doctors and nurses, and our population is aging. We could foresee that this would happen, and then the pandemic hit, and it just made matters far worse.
Derfel stressed that the dire lack of medical staff in Quebec, especially family doctors, only compounds the problem. Meanwhile, the nurses' union continues to negotiate their contract with the province. This month, Health Minister Christian Dubé had to walk back comments he made urging the public to self-diagnose and avoid ERs. He maintains that the CAQ's new sweeping healthcare reform bill will address the problem.
Think of changes that I think will make a big difference for the patients.
For more with health columnist Aaron Derfeld, tune in Friday morning at 9 a.m. In Montreal for CJLO, I'm Katie Brady.
For more, visit
CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dardake in the language of Ganegeha and has historically been a meeting place for other Indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
Hey, you're listening to the Spacious Astrology playlist. This week we're doing a episode on Pluto in Aquarius. Pluto's going into Aquarius tomorrow. It's going to be there for two decades, so it's going to be a wild ride. But yeah, we're going to start with a little section of songs kind of talking about robots, technology, AI. You know, here we go. Here's Human Being by Robin.
Can't stop beating. Don't know what to do. I'm a human being. I'm a human being. Where to go? Streets are so cold. Stay in my arms. Dance with me. I'm a human being. Move your body closer to mine. Move your body. Don't be afraid.
dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
You're listening to CJLO. Welcome back to the Spacious Astrology Playlist. Before the little commercial break, we had Paranoid Android by Radiohead, Human Behavior by Bjork, and Human Being by Robin before that. We're doing a show on Pluto and Aquarius, so exploring a lot to do with technology and being online and aliens. So this next song is Digital Witness by St. Vincent.
Goodbye to your seat. Goodbye, gnashing teeth. Ooh. I want all of your mind. People turn the TV on, it looks just like a window. Yeah. People turn the TV on, it looks just like a window.
alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Just smoke it like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up a brain for the world. Keep your electric on me, baby. Put your ray guns in my head. Press your space base close to my love. Freak out in a moon age daydream, oh yeah. Don't fake it, baby.
Nardwar, the human serviette from The Evaporators, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal. Doot-doot-a-loot-doo! Doot-doo!
I was not prepared for that ID. Before the break, we had Moon Age Daydream by David Bowie. A Very Online Guy by Always, and Digital Witness by St. Vincent. You're listening to the Spacious Astrology Playlist, and we're doing a Pluto and Aquarius show today. Yeah, just for more background, whenever outer planets go into Aquarius, often we'll see kind of like advancements in technology or like some type of like expansion beyond what we already know and what's familiar. A lot of advancements with the internet and stuff like that too. But yeah, we also see a lot of humanitarian movements as well start to occur, a lot of like revolution. So here's With God on Our Side by Bob Dylan.
Oh, my name, it ain't nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is called the Midwest. I was taught and brought up there, the laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged, the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged, the Indians died. Oh, the country was young with God on its side. The Spanish American War had its day, and the Civil War too was soon laid away, and the names of the heroes I was made to memorize, with guns in their hands and God on their side. The First World War, boys, it came and it went. The reason for fighting I never did get, but I learned to accept it with pride. For you don't count the dead when God's on your side. The Second World War came to an end. We forgave the Germans, and then we were friends. Though they murdered 6 million in the ovens they fried, the Germans now too have God on their side. I've learned to hate the Russians all through my whole life. If another war comes, it's them we must fight. To hate them and fear them, to run in to hide, and accept it all bravely, with God on my side. But now we got weapons of chemical dust. If I them were forced to, then fire them we must. One push of the button and it shot the world wide. And you never ask questions when God's on your side. Through many dark hours, I've been thinking about this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you'll have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. So now as I'm leaving, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and I fall to the floor. That if God's on our side, he'll stop the next war.
I take two. Okay.
Say you wanna run. colonizer.
From February 8th to 10th, Tavern Tour is back. This edition of the festival will feature more than 80 artists from Montreal and abroad taking over bars on Avenue de Montréal, Boulevard Saint-Laurent, and Rue Saint-Denis. You can catch John Spencer, Sons, Marie Davidson, Sweeping Promises, Pi Pi, High Classified, Teke Teke, Daniel Romano's Outfit, Deli Girls, Paul Collins Beat, 20 Some, Ben Chemi, Penteo, Population Du, Yana Tengat, All Hands Make Light, New York Night Train, Activity, and many more. Consult the full programming and get your tickets online at taverntour.ca. A presentation of the Caisse des Jardins du Plateau Montréal.
Ashes to Ashes is your home for modern pop in all of its forms, whether it be synth pop, hyper pop, ambient pop, or anything else ending in pop. Along with Bops, the show features interviews and performances from an always growing list of emerging and established pop artists from both the local Montreal music scene and abroad. So tune in at 7 p.m. every Tuesday on CJLO 1690 AM and CJLO.com.
Listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Hey, you're listening to the Spacious Astrology playlist. So the songs before the break were Colonizer by Tanya Tagak, Revolution 1 by the Beatles, and With God on Our Side by Bob Dylan. This has been a show on Pluto and Aquarius. Pluto is a planet of power, and these last two songs will kind of explore different power dynamics or ways of thinking of power with this new transit. Thank you for listening. See you next week.
Why you trying to lie for them? Pretending who you are.
Pleasure agents to arouse most powerful compute. appreciate power.